Fanboy SmackDown.
Hey, this is Tony.
And Julie.
And welcome to the Fanboy SmackDown podcast, episode number 17. Today we're talking about wedding movies. And we actually planned ahead, kind of mentioned in the last episode that we would be talking about wedding movies. And unless we get some feedback in the next day or so before we put this up, it's just going to be us talking about wedding movies. I was kind of hoping somebody would have sent in a voicemail or a little bit of feedback, but...
So how do we come up with the topic of wedding movies? You just kind of told me, we're talking about wedding movies.
Well, a couple weeks ago we went to the wedding. We went to the wedding, your cousin's wedding. And
our munchkin was the most adorable ring bearer ever.
Yep, he was... he looked really good in his fancy black suit.
As he says.
Yeah, his tux. He called it his fancy black suit.
So that gave Tony the brilliant idea of talking about wedding movies.
Well, and, you know, the more you think about it, there's a lot there to talk about. It's a wedding is such a big part of a person's life. It's natural that you'd have a movie about it, just because it's such a big focal point. There's a lot of emotion that goes into it. You can really tell how a person's going to react based on how they act at a wedding.
In movies, they tend to be comedies, though, not so much dramas like they are in real life. Of course, I guess they could be comedies in real life, too.
Well, there's
ours
a lot
was.
Of, well, yeah. At least the beginning of the day.
Yeah.
We should tell that story at some point on here.
Okay.
Anyway, I was just going to say, dramas do feature weddings quite often also. The Godfather starts at a wedding. It starts at the wedding, and that's a big focal point at the beginning of the movie.
You can't remember their names either.
No, no. It's just that the wedding plays such a crucial role in it, because anybody that asks anything of the Godfather that day, he will do it for them, because it's the wedding day. So, you know, it's pretty focal in dramas also. But yeah, in recent years, all the wedding movies seem to be comedies.
My favorite, romantic comedies.
Yep. Is there any, what are some wedding movies that come to mind?
Father of the Bride.
Yep.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Well, that one seemed to kick off, it seemed to be like a focal point that a lot of movies came out with wedding in the title right about that time. Well, you had The Wedding Planner and Wedding Date and, well, most recently, The Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
Which, completely different kind of movie. But,
yeah, is it ever?
But it's still, I mean, it's still hinged on them going to weddings.
Right. You'll edit
so
this, right?
No!
What, you leave our blank stares between each other in here?
Absolutely.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Sorry, I was actually thinking you were talking about our wedding story, and I was thinking about that, so I was blanking on the movie thing there for a minute.
Why don't you tell the story?
No.
You want to wait to tell the story?
We'll do it some other time.
We'll tell the story as part of the podcast.
Okay,
we'll
some
do
other
it,
time.
Okay. Like, what, later?
Sure.
15 minutes from now?
No, I was thinking, like, 3-4 months from now.
Oh. So, what is it in the romantic comedies? What is it about the wedding that do you think that's so important with the romantic comedies?
I actually don't know. I would guess it's just all the drama that goes around weddings. There's so much comedic that can happen. There's so many emotions. I mean, you're sitting there watching it thinking, what if that was me? You know, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I never thought of it that way.
Okay.
I'm just I guess mainly I was thinking of Father of the Bride and kind of how you're sitting there watching it and either, you know, you're a father or a mother or you're a groom-to-be or bride-to-be or hope to eventually be a groom-to-be, bride-to-be when you're younger. And just kind of think, oh, wouldn't that be sweet? And, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's how, what I always thought about it. Wouldn't it be nice to have a wedding like that and still have it be funny and serious and sweet? But then there's The Wedding Crashers, which totally blows that out of the water. Because I love that movie, too. And it was completely different from most of the romantic comedy kind of wedding movies that you traditionally see, like The Wedding Planner.
Well, I think you touched on something interesting with Father of the Bride. That movie tends to be a little more sentimental.
Right.
Just especially the way that Steve Martin plays it. You know, the times when they just focus on him and he's giving his daughter a look or he's remembering.
Flashing back to when she was six and imagining her say, I'm getting married.
Yeah. I mean, it's really sentimental. Where something along the lines of, like, Big Fat Greek Wedding, I mean, it plays it more for the comedy. There's a little bit of the aspect of everybody's family is crazy, but it doesn't play it so much for the sentiment.
Right.
It's just more having to put up with my crazy family than...
They throw a little sentiment in there, too, though. There's the scene with her and her grandmother, and the grandmother's the crazy old Greek lady, and she's giving her some mementos from when she was a child. They do throw some sweet stuff in there. I mean, even The Wedding Crashers, if you look at it, they do throw some sweet stuff in there in its own kind of weird, twisted way, but
yeah,
it's sweet in its own way.
Sure. The other thing that directly... Well, and another thing with that is they one of the differences I noticed between Father of the Bride and like Big Fat Greek Wedding is Father of the Bride, except for a few scenes where he plays like the foil, the groom doesn't really play into that movie a whole lot.
Just like weddings in real life.
But not so much like Big Fat Greek Wedding, though.
Well, right.
He was a much bigger part of it, and the character was much bigger throughout the film.
Right. Well, in The Wedding Planner, the groom is a big part of it. When you hardly see who's supposed to be, you know, the bride of the wedding that's actually going on through it, at least till the very end, you don't see much of her at all, because, of course, The Wedding Planner's hooking up with the groom.
Right.
And you've never seen that, have you?
Yes, I have. Oh. That was Jennifer Lopez and Matthew McConaughey?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, we saw that together.
Oh. Yeah, I think we did at a sneak preview, and then we saw Saving Silverman.
Yes.
And we both like Saving Silverman better.
It's just kind of funny considering, I mean, The Wedding Planner is...
There, actually, hey, instead of Saving Silverman, there is a wedding in that.
Yes, there is.
It factors into this, too.
And Neil Diamond... performs at it.
And people lose teeth. It's an awesome wedding.
It's a great wedding. that happens in a lot of just straight out comedies too, is you get to the very ending and the climax of the movie or the wrap up to the movie is a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
They show a wedding at the end.
Right.
40-year-old virgin.
Right.
They have the wedding at the end. I mean, there's a lot of the movies like this where
just to show the happily ever after part of it.
Exactly. And sometimes they do a surprise thing where they show a wedding and it's not the people getting married that you think are going to get married.
Mm-hmm. Like Clueless.
Right.
They did that at the end of Clueless and it was the teachers getting married.
Yep. Are there any dramas that you can think of that surrounded a wedding? I mean, I know I mentioned...
I don't know if you'd let me write some down, then maybe I would remember. I'm a compulsive list maker, and so I always want to make lists for this, and Tony says, no, because we need it to sound natural. Well, then I just ended up sitting here looking at him because I can't think of anything.
And you got mad at me last time for calling out your list. Now here you are explaining it all.
Well, at least now it makes sense instead of you just teasing me about making a list. Lists are very valuable.
Lists can be valuable. grocery lists are very valuable. Especially when you follow them.
Are you teasing me about those too? The grocery list is just a jumping off point. It's what you have to get. Everything else is just gravy on top of it. The cake mixes or brownies or ice cream or whatever you find as you're wandering through the store that's on sale, that's just the bonus. The list is just the things you have to get.
And is that also why we have 80 cans of peas in there that the child won't eat?
He ate peas tonight.
This is true. Because you forced him to.
I think you're getting off topic.
That's okay. We get off topic all the time.
I'm sure no one wants to hear about our child eating peas for dinner.
They're listening. At this point, they're listening. At this point, they're going, boy, this is a lot more interesting than that wedding talk. Man, they were really boring with that.
I guess I've sat here and listened to you and Anthony eat breakfast at Waffle House, so.
No, that wasn't this podcast.
Oh, that was a different one?
We didn't eat breakfast at Waffle House. He had coffee and I had something to drink. That was after Superman.
Oh.
It was after Superman that we went to the Waffle House.
Yeah, you go to Waffle House with him, you won't go with me.
Because I didn't have to eat. I wasn't forced to eat.
I want feedback on this. Anybody who's listening, feedback on the Waffle House and the best pecan waffles ever.
All right.
I want to know everybody's opinion of the Waffle House.
Which is thumbs up, thumbs down?
Make me a deal. If I can get three people to call in and say, or email and say that Waffle House is awesome, you will take me there sometime within the next month.
When do we have time in the next month? We barely have time to record this. You're going to make me commit to going to the Waffle House?
It's open 24 hours.
And you're not awake 24 hours. Tell you what, if we get feedback between the time this comes out and leaving the trivia night, we will go and...
That's only like a day and a half. That's not fair.
Hey, if you have fans, they will support you. You know Danny's got your back.
That is so not fair.
Well, I'm just saying that's
what we'll right. Go. Danny's in the South, too, where Waffle House it reigns supreme, so she might just come through for me.
But if, Danny, if you don't like Waffle House, you can say so. It's all right. Yeah, we're way off topic now, aren't we?
You did it, not me.
Have you ever seen The Graduate?
No.
Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Okay. It's actually the wedding scene in Wayne's World.
There's a wedding scene in Wayne's World. Don't roll your eyes and put your head in your hand at me.
This should be a vidcast just for that look.
I see it 20 times a day. I don't need it videotaped.
Actually the wedding scene in Wayne's World where apparently you don't remember it. He thinks his girlfriend's getting married, and he goes to the chapel, and he goes upstairs to the chapel and beats on the glass and he's calling her name. That's actually the same scene that was in The Graduate.
Oh.
Except in Wayne's World, he
realizes he's at the wrong church. Okay, so what's your favorite wedding movie?
So he has to go to the church across the street.
You probably don't have one.
Well, I don't know. I think I need to think about it for a minute. Do you have one?
The Runaway Bride. Well, probably that and My Big Fat Greek Wedding, but I think we've already talked about Big Fat Greek Wedding. What's that you look for?
Why Runaway Bride? Isn't that like... Just... She keeps running away from weddings the whole time.
Well, yeah, but they get together at the end. That's what's important is that they have the happily ever after at the end.
I think the dirty looks also because it's Julia Roberts.
I know, but when I heard they were making that movie with Richard Gere and Julia Roberts, I was so excited because I love Pretty Woman.
Everybody thought it was going to be like the sequel,
right? But it wasn't, and I actually like it better. Richard Gere has more of a personality in it.
No kidding, because she's not a whore.
Horrible.
She was pretty woman. She was a hooker.
Yeah.
She slept with men for money.
I'm not talking to you anymore. Anyway, Richard Gere had a much better part in this, and he was very likable and charming. It was just sweet.
He did have a lot of personality in that movie.
Yeah. And it,
and they made her look like a flake, so I can't really say anything too bad about the film.
I don't understand why you hate her so much.
I just don't care for her. Movies where she dies are good movies. Steel Magnolias is a great movie.
That's a wedding movie. It starts off with a wedding, yeah. Starts off with her wedding.
And then by the end, she's dead.
You can't ask me about my favorite movie and then just bash it without letting me talk about it.
I wasn't bashing your movie, I was bashing your person.
You interrupted me, and you bashed Julia Roberts, and then made me lose my train of thought, and you didn't let me have a list. So now I'm flustered again, and I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay, let's go back to Runaway Bride.
Runaway Bride.
What about it?
And she has a really pretty dress at the end, and they ride away on a horse. Oh, you just don't get any better than that.
Is it your favorite wedding from a movie, or is
No, not a favorite wedding. I don't know which one's actually a favorite wedding. I mean, they always kind of gloss over the whole wedding. It's all the prep and the after. You don't see a whole lot of the actual wedding.
That would be a really boring movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless there was funny stuff going on around it.
I think the most you see of an actual wedding is maybe like Wedding Crashers. You see a little bit of a wedding in Father of the Bride.
I just thought of another one, The In-Laws. There's that big sequence at the end that has to do with the wedding and getting everything in the right place and getting everyone in the right place. I'll be honest, I forgot a lot of that movie because I really wasn't
interested. We totally forgot Meet the Parents. That's all about surrounding a wedding. Yeah. That's a good one, too. I like that one. I still like Runaway Bride better. It's just, it's funny. All the different situations with her and the ex-fiancés and Richard Gere trying to find a mom, ferret out all of her secrets. They're just cute together.
Yeah.
And then she has a pretty dress and rides off on a horse. It's awesome.
Didn't she run off on a horse right before that?
No, during one of the weddings, she ran off on a horse. Okay. Because her fiancé insisted on her coming in on a horse, and so she just kind of took off on it. My least favorite would probably be The Wedding Date. It just came out, I think, last year, and Deborah Messing was in
Will
it.
Will and Grace the movie or something?
Well, no, the guy was gay. she's going to... I read the book, too, so I kind of get the book and the movie confused in my head. But they're going off to England for this wedding for her sister or something, and she has to have a date, and she ends up finding this guy, and she thinks she's hired him. And they just
so have, is he an escort, or?
Messing up the book and the movie in my head, but in the book, she thinks she's hiring this guy, but it's really the friend of the guy who the real escort was busy. He had another date or something that weekend, and so his friend had just lost his job or something, and he's like, hey, she's cute, you want to go? so he went on the date.
She takes a replacement he-whore to...
No, there was none of that involved. It was just supposed to be a platonic date just to appease her mother, because her mother was very controlling and was always really in her face about why she wasn't with somebody. So in order to not have to deal with that for the wedding weekend, she was bringing somebody along.
Gotcha.
But they had absolutely no chemistry, and it just didn't make... The whole thing just didn't make sense. I don't even remember much of it, because I just walked away from it going, I have no need to ever remember that movie.
And you really haven't seen that movie.
I bought the book. I bought the book before I even watched the movie.
You
I bought HSX stock in that, man. I liked that movie.
That's something else we could talk about, because we've never really mentioned HSX before.
Oh, but that'd be a whole different podcast.
Actually, we could do a whole podcast just on that. you've really tried to get me to go to that movie, and then when you
I don't even think I could get you to go for my birthday, and I can usually con you into going to any of those sappy movies around my birthday.
That one, I can just tell. There's some movies I just have an instinct for, and that was one.
Yeah. Okay, so back to you. What's your favorite?
The more I think about it, I think it has to be... Well, right now I keep waffling between two, and it's Father of the Bride or The Wedding Singer. I think I'm leaning more toward The Wedding Singer, just because it's a little more fun.
Yeah.
I mean, Father of the Bride is a great... It's a good movie. It's sappy.
We didn't even talk about the original of it.
Yeah, the original. I mean, it's the same kind of sentimental. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing wrong with that. It's just a very sentimental movie.
And the remake. I mean, the Stevie Martin. I almost said Stevie Wonder. The Steve Martin.
That's a completely different remake.
Remake of it was actually very close to the original.
Yeah. Yes, it was. Yeah, we rented it just a couple of years ago, and it was amazing just how close it was.
Mm-hmm. Except for the Martin Short wedding planner character.
But I thought they did have kind of a character. For some reason, I'm remembering a character similar to that. I don't remember. It's been a couple of years.
Okay, so why is The Wedding Singer your favorite?
I think it's because it's not all driven about the wedding. There are weddings in it. It's kind of in the same way that The Wedding Crashers, it's not about the wedding so much as it is just about
the characters surrounding
the wedding is just the backdrop, or the weddings are just the backdrop. It's the characters that are there. And it has some fun, sappy moments in it. The scene on the airplane with Billy Idol.
Yeah.
It's just great.
Get out of my way, Billy Idol.
And if I remember right, you were asking me, is that really Billy Idol?
Because he looks so old.
Well, that was the one
Billy
bad
Idol
thing.
Wasn't that old in 1984 when I liked Billy Idol.
No. But, I think I'll have to stick with The Wedding Singer. It's fun and it's sappy and it's, I know not everybody's the biggest fan in the world of Adam Sandler, but I think Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore just have a really good chemistry together, and they've shown it a couple of times.
Yeah.
Are you listening, or are you just doodling?
I'm listening. Okay. I'm doodling a heart.
Yes, you are.
That's part of the whole theme, isn't it?
Yes, you are. We should scan that.
A heart on a Pizza Hut coupon. Nice.
No, we didn't have Pizza Hut for dinner tonight. Are there any other wedding movies that you've thought of during the conversation?
Yeah, while you were bashing Julia Roberts, I thought of My Best Friend's Wedding, but I didn't bring it up because I don't like that movie.
That would have just proved my point.
Exactly.
We can't have you proving my point.
But really, that wasn't just because of her. I mean, it was the whole premise of the movie is that you've got this person that's supposed to be your heroine, and she's just mean, trying to break up this wedding from this sweet kind of dim girl. I mean, she was completely dim.
She
but
was a little slow. She rode to the wedding on the short bus.
She was just very sweet and naive and liked to see the best in people. That's probably a better way to say it. And then you've got Julia Roberts in here conniving and trying to break up the wedding, and I couldn't like her. Aside from, your avid dislike of Julia Roberts.
Yeah, okay. All right, so my favorite then is The Wedding Singer. And did you settle on one then?
Runaway Bride.
Runaway Bride?
Well, and Big Fat Greek Wedding. They're both up there. If I'm here...
Big Fat Greek Wedding is up there for me, too. I just have to lean more towards the other two.
But any day I'm here cleaning the house by myself and with peace and quiet, those are the first two movies I throw in to keep me company while I'm cleaning. So, they have to be tied.
I still like the scene at the end where she's freaked out about the zit on her face, and he says, yeah, I had one this morning, too. She's like, but it's gone now. I said, yeah, Windex. It was great that he listened to her dad when she wouldn't.
That was a surprise movie, too, that you didn't think you'd like this movie.
No, I wasn't sure
that
I'd like that
one. We went to some kind of double feature movie day or something where you picked one and I picked one, and I can't remember what your pick was, but we both liked My Big Fat Greek Wedding better.
Yeah.
Which I was surprised. I didn't think you would.
It was a fun movie.
It was
well written. It was fun. And it really captured the aspect of crazy family. And that, that family just happened to be Greek, but, you know, everybody's family's a little bit crazy.
Well, yeah, you could throw anybody in there. My big, fat, crazy Irish family.
If I remember correctly.
Mongrel family, or whatever.
If I remember correctly, though, the trailer even was, it showed the graphic of my big fat, and then it scrolled a bunch of different ethnic groups and stopped on Greek wedding.
Right.
So, I mean, they kind of even proved that point in the trailer. So I think we'll go ahead and wrap up the wedding movie conversation.
Oh, so there. You're not going to make me tell her?
I was going to say, unless you wanted to tell the story.
Well, now that we've hyped it up like this, I was probably going to be a letdown for everybody.
Go ahead.
Me?
It I guess happened
it's
to
more
you.
My story anyway.
I can tell the story from my point of view. It was 8:30 the day of our wedding. I was sleeping on the couch at my mom and dad's house. I got this phone call.
Hey. So I get up in the morning. It's like 8 o'clock, and I'm all ready to go do my hair. Any girls out there, you know that's a big deal. Go get your hair done on your wedding day. And so my maid of honor gets there, my friend Stacy, and she comes in, and I go out to the car to take something out to the car, and I put this box on top of it, and I look down, and there's some guy sleeping in the car.
No.
Yeah?
No, there was a box sitting on top of the car.
Oh, yeah, I went out to the car for something. That's right. And there was a box sitting on top of the car.
I thought Stacy came in and said, why is there a box in
there? No, she didn't.
Oh, that wasn't
She was clueless. She didn't even notice. I don't think she knew your car because it was your car.
That's right.
So, because the night before in the rehearsal dinner, I had borrowed Tony's car to drive home. God only knows where
because,
mine was.
No, it was because my car would stay there.
While we went on the honeymoon? It doesn't matter. Yeah, anyway, I had Tony's car. So I run back in and I'm screaming as I'm running in the street. Oh my God, Stacy, there's a guy sleeping in the car. And so we get inside and I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I call 911 and I'm flipping out. I was like, there's some guy asleep in my car.
No,
you need to send somebody right away.
I thought you called me first.
No, I called 911 first. What were you going to do? You were half an hour away. I was calling the police that were like 2 blocks up the road. So anyway, the police come. And it was probably after that I called over to Tony's mom and dad's house.
Yeah.
And I got his dad on the phone. I'm trying to act like all Miss Cool. And then I was like, can I talk to Tony? There's a guy asleep in the car. And he got Tony on the phone. And actually, I think he had you call me back. By then, the cops are there. And so they come in and they're like asking me what's wrong. I'm like, there's a guy sleeping in the car. And I have to get my hair done. You don't understand. It's my wedding day. And I have to leave in 5 minutes to get my hair done. You don't understand. So they go over and they're like looking at the car and looking all around. And the one comes back while the other one's still looking at the car, and he goes, ma'am, is that your car? And I said, no, it's my fiance's car. And he goes, well, do you know that the plates are expired? And I'm like, no, I don't care. Get the man out of my car because I have to go get my hair done. So they wake him up, and he insists it's his car, that his brother lives across the street, and it's his brother's car, and he's asleep in the car because it's his brother's. And so they come over and they're like, he says it's his car. I'm like, well, it's not. Check the registration. It belongs to my husband or fiance. It is not the man's car. So they go over and they get him out and they come back and they ask me if I want to press charges. I'm like, no, just get him out of the car. I have to go get my hair done. So they come over and they keep pestering me about the registration or whatever. I said, yeah, okay, we'll take care of it after the wedding. I promise. The car's not going anywhere. So they finally come back and I see him start patting him down and they're handcuffing him. And I'm just like, what is going on? This whole time, I've got Tony on the phone. I've got my maid of honor standing here. I'm flipping out. And it turns out.
And you've got to get your hair done.
And I still get my hair done. Exactly. Now I'm late. So then now I'm calling the salon going, I'm going to be late, but there's a guy in my car asleep. Well, it turned out he had drugs on him. He had all kinds of drug paraphernalia. He had some crack. He had God only knows what all on him. And so they arrested him for that. So they finally take him away. And, of course, the cop has to come back one more time about make sure I get that car registered. I'm like, I don't care. I just have to go get my hair done. So then we came back from getting my hair done. And I think Stacy and I tried to check around the car and make sure there was no more drugs. Just to make sure we weren't going to come back from our honeymoon to be arrested.
Because you guys would have known what a crack pipe looked like.
Yeah, we'd have no idea. I mean, it could have been rock candy for all I'd know. I don't know. So anyway, that was our wedding story. Then we went and got my hair done, and the whole time we were keeping the whole salon completely entertained talking about this. And of course, they all completely understood because they're there at 8 o'clock in the morning getting their hair done too. So Stacey ended up using that as her toast.
And Stacey had a great toast. Wedding. Everybody was thoroughly entertained. Stacey got up there and said, you know, I wasn't sure what I was going to do for a toast, but let me tell you a story.
I'm still traumatized thinking about that. Now that I look back on it, the only regret I have is that we didn't take pictures of it.
Yeah. That would have been good. That would have been really good.
And if I hadn't been so panicked, I probably would have thought of it, because that would be awesome.
Yeah, you were pretty panicked. Yeah.
And then it turned out his brother didn't even live across the street. The cops went and asked the neighbor, and the neighbor's like, no, we have no idea who this guy is. He was just wandering, and he'd found some car that was open. So that was my big mistake. Always lock your car doors, especially the night before your wedding, when you're parked on a street.
Yeah, I always got on your case for locking car doors.
Yeah.
Came back to bite you, didn't it?
It did. Yep, we should have put that in our vows. I will always listen to you.
If that would have got you to do it.
Yeah, it wouldn't.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. If you if you'd like to chime in on the wedding,
and don't forget to vote for Waffle House, please.
Yeah. Save me from the Waffle House, please. if you want to chime in with some of your favorite wedding movies or wedding scenes from movies that aren't necessarily wedding, the movie itself isn't surrounding a wedding, but maybe there's a wedding scene in the film. Go ahead and give us some feedback. Send us an email at fanboysmackdown@gmail.com. Leave a message on the comments on the website, www.fanboysmackdown.com. You can send us a voicemail, 206-339-FBSD. That's 206-339-3273. You can Skype us.
You are such a geek.
Listen to you podcast now. Let's see. Oh yeah, the other Tony's still on Yahoo Chess, so you can play Fanboy Smackdown over at Yahoo Chess. Also, we are still at powerupgamers.com. you can join up over there and leave us messages over there. So there's no excuse. Give us some feedback on what you think some of your favorite wedding movies are. And let Julie know if we're going to be going to the Waffle House.
Woohoo! Waffle House!
All right. See you next week.
Waffle House.